Now, we believe that there is still good news around us. And up to date, over 25 million South Africans agree with him and his team. And they hunt down and report on the best good news stories from South Africa and even the world. Who are we speaking about? Of course, the good news guy. And his name is Brent Lindeke. Good morning and welcome to Radio Tigerberg.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me. It's an absolute honor to be here.
It's so good to speak to you. They always say in journalism that good news don't sell. But I take it that you completely disagree with that statement. But tell us more about yourself. Where did you grow up and why did you decide to share good news with the world?
Yeah, look, I grew up in the south of Johannesburg. I've always been a Joburg boy. Obviously, I love all parts of South Africa.
Especially Cape Town.
Especially Cape Town. Cape Town's one of my favorites. And I've been lucky enough to travel around South Africa and the world. But Joburg is, there's something about it. It's my home. It's something that I love. I still live in Joburg is where I'm going with this. Although, like I said, I did travel to Cape Town and get to spend some time there. Why did I share the good news? Yes, man. So a couple of years ago, there was this over a decade ago, there was this crazy thing that took the whole world by storm. It was called neck nominations. It was the first online trend to really use social media as a catalyst to grow itself. There were millions of people that had joined this trend, and the trend was all about drinking. It was drinking as much as you possibly could, doing something silly while drinking, and then nominating people to outdo what you'd done. And I just decided to do it a little bit differently. Instead of drinking, I did a random act of kindness. I helped someone.
Oh, wow.
And that was filmed. It was the first video that I've ever posted online. I've never videoed myself doing something like that again, so it didn't become my thing. But, I filmed it. I put it up. It was the first video. And that sort of launched me into a space where I'd gone viral. I was on the front page of newspapers and in magazines around the world and on all sorts of news sites. But more than that, it introduced me to a whole other world where people were doing good, because all of a sudden everybody wanted to tell me their good news story. They were like, this guy's doing good.
Wow.
I need to tell them about what I'm doing. And it was the first time that I ever heard about so much good stuff happening in South Africa. And I thought, why aren't people talking more about this?
Yay.
Telling these stories? So that's really the seed that was planted and started What Is Good Things Guide today.
Oh,
wow.
Amazing.
Now, Brent, you spoke about the good stories that people shared with you. Are there any good stories that you can share with us that really, really got some traction lately?
You know, that I often do interviews and I often get asked that question, like, which is your favorite stories? Which ones have stayed with you? And I'll tell you that it changes on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I think that's just because we do share so many good news stories. So when I started this platform 10 years ago, my whole concept was to share one good news story with South Africa every single day.
Sure.
And a decade later, myself and the team, I mean, yesterday we wrote 23 stories, 23
what?
Good news stories that got shared. It's like, it's as big as your mainstream media sites that are sharing the hard news. So to your question, that changes every day because of the stories that we tell, but also because of where I am as a person.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one of the biggest stories that is in my head today is of a lady who told her story last year. We got to tell her story as well. Her name's Natasha, and Natasha caught an Uber out in PE. She called her Uber, and the Uber driver that picked her up, his name is Bart. He is this ginormous man, really tall, really big, got this big beard and a beautiful smile. And he picked up Natasha and they started driving away, and he looked in his rearview mirror and he just realized something wasn't lekker. So he said to Natasha, like, is everything okay? Are you good? And she said, I'm fine. I'm fine. And Bart said to her, ma'am, I don't think you're fine. Is everything okay? And Natasha just started crying. She just absolutely started crying. She broke down. And she said that moment, that stranger really cared for her and really with love and kindness asked her that question. It saved her life. She cried so much that he stopped the car. He got out. He asked her if he could just hug her, like embrace her. And eventually he dropped her off wherever she needed to go. And it took Natasha a couple of years to retell that story. We were lucky enough to write about it. But she says that that moment did save her life because she was on her way to go take her own life.
Wow.
What? And it was the kindness of a stranger that stopped her doing that. And it's one of the reasons she's alive today.
Yeah.
And for whatever reason, I don't know why that story is top of mind today. Maybe because I feel like South Africa might need a reminder that we need to lead with kindness.
Yes.
Because the reality is that when we lead with kindness, we have the ability to save a life.
How touching is that? Now, listen, you spoke about some of the accomplishments, but let's just name a few. 2017.
No, I don't know if we should do that.
2017, your website made it to the 100 best global websites in the world. 2019, GQ Man of the Year, Influencer of the Year. 2020, you were officially recognized as a news site, which is awesome. In 2024, you were voted number 5 in the top South Africans of the year. But here's my thing. We can say, okay, you've accomplished a lot, and that's where it ends. But do you have a vision for the future of the Good Things Guy? And what is it?
Yeah, so again, this is also a question that I get quite often. Where am I going? It's like when you're back in school and your teachers are going, where do you see yourself in 5 years?
Like, yeah.
Talk about that. So I'm very thankful for this journey. And we just recently celebrated our 10th birthday. And the reality for me is if I can keep doing what I do now exactly as it is, for the next, I don't know, 100 years, I'd be really happy. I feel like this was a gift that was given to me. Yes, it was created by me, but there was also a creator behind it, right?
Oh, yeah. Wow.
And it was a gift that was given to me that I can now, I don't know, give to the world. I'm able to help people feel a little bit more hopeful, a little bit more proud. That's such an honor to have that as my job. And yes, I would love growth. I mean, you mentioned the 25 million. It's insane. Like, it's all just insane. So I would love to reach more people and to deliver that hope, myself and the team. But ultimately, that's what I see. I see myself doing this forever until I'm not here anymore.
Oh, brilliant. I love it. And I like what you said. There is a creator behind it. So let's speak about that creator in your life. What kind of role does faith play in your life and in your journey?
Oh, it's so massive. So I was brought up Christian Methodist. It's the church I went to here in Johannesburg. And then obviously through my teen years, you try and figure out who you are and what you are. We used to have church service once a month at our school. And at one stage, I was such a rebel. I was like, I'm no longer going to church. I'm going to sit in the field with all the other naughty kids and not do whatever. So you go through those moments in your life. And I have found myself maybe at a loss with my religion or at a different point in where my faith is. But I always come back to God. And I've always come back to him.
Mm.
And so you asked me where my faith is and what role did it play? The biggest role. Mm. The only reason I'm here today is because of God. And obviously the path that I'm on is because of him. It's that's the purpose that I've found.
Sure.
Love it.
Powerful.
Any last words to inspire our listeners before we say goodbye?
No, we don't want to say goodbye. I want to stay on the show forever.
Yes,
we like it. We like you. The positivity. We like that you're filling this world with good news.
Oh, so true.
So to anyone listening right now, the world can feel heavy. And I've learned over the last decade that we're all holding on by a thin thread. Everybody around us is going through something incredibly tough that we don't speak about, that maybe we're not open about. I want to go back to that leading with kindness. It literally has the power to change a life. And sometimes that kindness doesn't have to be a big, massive thing. I know we read stories and we get to tell stories of people, I don't know, raising millions of rands to help. Sometimes it's a 10 rand that gets put into a pool to make up that big amount of money. Or sometimes it's just you looking at the person in the car next to you and smiling. That's how big it can, how small it can be to make a really big impact. And the final thing that I would say is do it. Like if that's the difference between thinking about something and making a difference is the actual doing it. So there's my thoughts for all the listeners.
Oh, brilliant.
Love it.
Brent, now, we don't want to keep the good news for ourselves, so just maybe just share, where can people find the news site? Where is it? Yeah. Is it everywhere? Is it like... Mm-hmm. The new sickness.
I believe it's everywhere. I believe it's everywhere. So if you search for Good Things Guy, you will find us. And it is. We're on all the social media platforms. Obviously, we have our own news site. There's an app. There's all those good things. But I think the biggest point for me, and my team are going to hate me. If they're listening to this, I'm going to apologize.
We are sorry.
So it's not going to be good news to them. It's not going to be good news to them, Brent.
I'm not here for a big product push. If you come to our site, thank you. We appreciate it. But you need to also be finding that good news within your own communities and with your own spaces. Okay, every single news site has got a good news section now. And I can promise you that even in between maybe some awful community WhatsApp messages, there's also good news there. So you just got to look for it.
Oh, kind of fun. You started in 2015. We are celebrating today a decade of the Good News Guy. Brent Linegar, thank you so much for speaking to us, and all the best for the future. And thank you for what you guys are doing. You are bringing light in a dark world. Yeah. You are that city on a hill that we need, and we really appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye, donkey. It's what an honor to be on the show. Thank you.
Brilliant.
Bye,
thank
donkey. You. Bye-bye. Goeie nuus op Radio Tygerberg 104 FM.